Okay, ladies, be honest. Did you actually read the book this time?
Why, yes, I did. I was surprised. It was quite the page turner, if I do say so myself.
I actually did too, despite my busy schedule. I agree, I didn't expect to enjoy a novel from that genre so much.
Wow, good job, ladies. I don't think we've all read the book for a while now.
Well, hold on now. We still don't know if June read it.
Oh, that's right. Where is she anyway? Ugh, Faye, did your text not go through like last time?
Hey now, I learned my lesson from that. You know I'm not good with these fancy new cell phones.
All right, gals, cool it. I think I hear her coming to the door.
Oh, Wade, it's June's son.
Yeah, that's right. I remember meeting you. That was quite a long time ago now. My goodness, you've grown. I've only seen you snooping around the house a few times while we were chatting with your mom.
Damn, he has grown. He looks like a real man now.
Hi there, I'm Stella. You haven't met me before. I'm the newer one in this little group. Sorry to bother you, but is June there? We're here for our monthly book club. It's her turn to host tonight. She had to leave for an urgent business trip this morning?
She did say her schedule would be getting tighter with that promotion she got.
She must have been in such a hurry that she didn't even have time to let us know. Poor thing. And I baked her favorite oatmeal raisin cookies too.
Oh, no worries, cutie. I think I still know a way we can salvage our night.
Yeah, we could just head to my place instead. It's only a few minutes' drive.
Hold on now, Stell. I was thinking of something a little different. Cutie, we hear a lot about you from your mom. From what she says, you're a pretty avid reader yourself. If my memory serves me correctly, she even said it was you that recommended this month's book to her. Is that right?
Well, I'll be... I didn't know kids these days even knew books existed.
What are you trying to say, Violet?
I'm saying, why don't we have a cutie here stand in for June tonight?
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Hold on, Vi. Shouldn't that be up to him, not us? We just showed up at his house randomly after all.
Cutie, I know it might not sound like the most entertaining thing in the world, but would you like to spend the evening chatting books with three older ladies?
I have cookies too.
Gals, he's not gonna wanna...
Oh! Perfect! Thanks so much, cutie. You're a peach.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, if you insist.
Come on, ladies. Let's lead in and get comfortable. Gosh, handsome, smart, and funny. How did I not know June had such an eccentric young man of a son? You're shy? I can tell. You barely looked me in the eyes once this whole evening. Oh, no need to apologize, cutie. I actually prefer quiet types.
Me too. Look at that adorable baby pink on his cheeks. Isn't he just the most precious thing?
Gals? I think you two have had a bit too much to drink.
Oh no, I'm perfectly sober.
Yeah? And besides, what's so wrong with this? We're just chatting.
Uh-huh. Come on, Faye. You're married? You both are like borderline hitting on a boy less than half your age. And our friend's son, no less. I'm sorry. Are they bothering you? Those two can get a bit too comfortable around other people.
Oh, he's just fine. We're just being friendly. Isn't that right, cutie? See? He enjoys my company. I mean, our company.
Wait, Vi. She's right. The boy's probably got a girlfriend. And we wouldn't want him to get the wrong idea now.
Yeah? See? I told you. He's... Wait, what?
Darling, you don't have a girlfriend?
That just can't be right. A boy like you? Single? Girls these days.
Ain't that the truth? I know if you were the same age as us ladies, you'd have a line down the block for a date with you. I guess only real women know the value of a young man like you.
You do seem very mature and well put together, especially for your age. I could tell by the way you talked about the book.
Really, ladies? What does age have to do with it? A catch is a catch. And this one's one hell of a catch, that's for sure.
That's easy for us to say, Violet. We're the older ones. What if he prefers girls his age?
I wouldn't count on that, Stell. You'd be amazed how many of my male students obsess over mommies in their side of conversations. It's a thing nowadays.
Are you saying June did a bad job raising him? Because he has mommy issues?
No. I'm just saying, younger boys are starting to warm up to all the benefits of older women.
Well, that makes me feel better. I didn't know mama tops were in style.
Well, if that's true, I say it's a step in the right direction. All boys should have a strong female figure to keep them in line.
That's right, sweetie. There are so many things older ladies like us have to offer. And apparently, there's a lot younger boys like you can give in return.
Careful there, Vi. You know alcohol gets you all revved up now.
Well, I don't know if it's just the alcohol talking, but this young man right here is looking very tempting right now.
Whoa, Vi.
Oh my goodness. He may be young, but damn if he can't kiss like a pro. Look at that tongue move.
Vi, seriously? June's gonna fucking kill you if she finds out about this.
She doesn't have to know. Isn't that right, cutie? That's a good boy.
I'll be quiet as a mouse, as long as I get a taste of those lips for myself.
Hey, what makes you think I won't tell? That's June's son, gals. And Faye, do I have to remind you that you're a married woman? Again? This is kind of fucked up.
How, Stell? He's his own adult. He's perfectly allowed to get down with us ladies if he wants.
Yeah? And who cares if I'm married? My good-for-nothing husband doesn't give me half as much attention as I need. Even older ladies like us need a romantic satisfaction. You know that.
I know, just...
Come on, Stell. Look at him. When's the last time you had your hands on a tasty young stud muffin like him, You haven't had any kind of partner in ages, in fact. Don't you want to take those frustrations out somewhere?
Just let loose for one, Stell. You're always so uptight. Let's have us a fun little ladies' night with him.
Out of the way, you two.
Hey!
Oh, there she goes.
come here, you cute, sexy little.
Well, that didn't take much effort.
Sure didn't. I reckon she's been on edge since the moment she laid eyes on a boy.
Shut up, you two. He's mine first.
All right, then. Just take him for yourself. Greedy.
Yeah. No fair. You're the one who was just acting like you weren't into this a minute ago.
You two aren't the ones who have to get themselves off with a vibrator in their desk drawer during their lunch break, trying not to moan because it's the only free time they have in the week now. Are you?
Ooh, feisty. I think that's a side effect of how horny she is.
Quiet. You girls just watch me fuck him like you wish you could. Remember, I'm the youngest of the group.
All right, man-eater. Show us what you got.
Do whatever you want, Stell. I'm not gonna be able to take my eyes off that lean body of his. Oh, it looks even better naked.
You better watch, Faye. I'm the one you're gonna be copying later. Oh, fuck, that's good. Oh, it's been way the fuck too long since I've been gone down on a guy. And this coke of yours. Oh, it's just what I needed.
Faye, think she'll start acting a little more at ease after this?
I reckon so, Vi. All she needed was a good lay to loosen her up.
Oh, sorry, gals. I can't hear you over the sound of him moaning for me. Yeah, you like that, baby, huh? Yeah, you like me bouncing on your cock, cowgirl style, just like this? Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, you do. I'm gonna milk those balls of yours empty inside me, and you're just gonna lay there and take it. Understand? Good boy. I'm glad you know how to take orders from a lady. Unlike my stupid work subordinates.
I gotta hand it to you, Stell. You really know how to take control. He's pinned on your thumb already.
Ain't that right? Way to go, girl.
Look here, baby. Look at mommy. Hey. I'm just putting a little pressure on your neck. Don't struggle. And you'll be just fine. Oh god, you look so fucking cute when I choke you, baby. Such a submissive little slut for mommy. Yeah, let me see those pretty eyes get all misty. Yeah.
Goodness me. I didn't know you were so rough, Stella.
Me neither. It's pretty fucking hot, though. I gotta say, you're really breaking him in good.
What can I say? I don't fuck around in bed. Especially not with cute, subby boys who need to be put in their place like this one here.
Oh my. You hear that? I think he's getting close.
Oh. Yeah, is that right, baby? Oh, I feel you twitching. Are you gonna come for mommy? Yeah? Yeah? not bad. I'm surprised you lasted this long with me pounding into you like this. You younger boys are such a wonder. Oh, fuck, I think I'm gonna come too. You're gonna take it, aren't you? Yeah? You're gonna take mommy's cum in your cock like a good little boy? Yeah? Yeah, that's it. Fucking breed me, slut. Undo those balls inside me. Zorny friend yet? Oh god, fuck!
My lord.
Fuck. So fucking wet right now.
Good boy. Oh, good fucking boy. Not bad. If you worked for me, I'd keep you around for personal use. Fuck, that felt good. Oh, fuck.
Can I go next? Please, Vi?
Oh, all right, Faye. Go have your fun.
Yay! Stell?
Yeah, he's all yours, dinosaur.
Gosh, at least be a little nicer to the woman who's about to get your sloppy second, Stell.
Hi there, sweetie pie. Oh, you're still breathing a little heavy. Poor thing. Don't worry, your cute little head. I'll be nice and gentle with you. I promise. You just relax and let me take care of everything. Oh my goodness, you're still hard as a rock down there. My husband would be snoring by now after coming like you just did. Oh god, you're like a rabbit. I bet you could go all night long.
Damn. I never thought I'd see sweet, wholesome Faye sexed up like this.
Quite a sight, isn't it?
Oh, please. You ladies have no idea what I got up to in college. I may have gotten a little rusty since then, but who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks, huh?
Oh, sounds like she's not so wholesome after all.
She's just got a little pent-up frustration from that impotent husband of hers. It's all coming out at once.
No pun intended.
Forget about him. I'm never going back to that second-rate cock after this. This hot young body spoiling me rotten. Oh, yeah. It feels so wrong to cheat, but God, it's so hot at the same time.
Oh yeah, she's definitely gone off the edge now.
You can say that again. You ought to take that wedding ring right off, naughty girl.
Ken, I'm close. I'm gonna come. Come with me, darling. Come with me. I love you. God, I love you.
Come on, Faye. Let's see how eager you are to leave that old geezer.
God, thank fuck it's almost my turn.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh yes, I'm gonna come. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Oh fuck yes. Oh yes. Oh my goodness, I haven't come in a hot minute. How was I, sweetie pie? I hope an old lady like me could still satisfy a young stud like you. Yeah? I'm glad. You made me feel like a horny little college cheerleader again.
Look at all that cum. I think you did just fine, Faye.
I agree. She might be older, but Faye fucks like a seasoned pro.
Oh, ladies. You flatter me.
Yeah, come on now. You had your fill. Both you and Stell. Time for the main event.
Oh shit, here we go. Make way for the queen!
Sorry, Vi. Stell and I made a bit of a mess of him.
Oh my. Yes, you did. Look at that gawk. Dripping with all those juices. Don't worry. It's nothing I can't clean up.
Are you about to do what I think you're about to do?
I think she is. This is Violet we're talking about here.
That's right. Besides, it's not like I haven't eaten either of you ladies out before. How's this any different?
Yeah. Wait, what?
What?
Don't act so shocked. You ladies know how I get when I'm drunk. Now shush. I got work to do.
Damn. I take back what I said about showing Vi how it's done.
Oh, you should have seen her when she was younger. If only June were here. She'd be so proud.
Jeez, sounds like you gals got up to a lot of trouble in your earlier years.
You have no idea. Okay, that should do it. Look at that. Clean as a whistle.
And look, still hard.
Not surprised. Vi's practically a sex goddess.
I'll show you a sex goddess. Come on, babe. Spread those legs for me. Time to milk those empty balls. Oh yeah, this is gonna be fun. Come here, give me that cute face, you little sexy thing.
Goodness, she's even getting me going again.
Fuck, me too.
Oh yeah, why don't you two take turns sitting on his face then? Keep that pretty mouth of his occupied for me.
Fuck me, that's hot.
You go ahead, Stan. You went first. Just don't hog him, though.
No guarantees. Jesus. Fuck. Right to work, huh? Oh, good boy. Oh, lick that pussy like you fucking mean it. Oh, fuck.
Having fun over there, Stell? Aren't you glad you decided to tag along tonight? And there you were, complaining about how much work time you were missing.
Hey, if this is how book club is gonna be from now on, I won't miss a damn day.
I'm inclined to agree.
Hey, Stell, wanna make out?
Yeah, why the fuck not? I'm coming again. Oh, I'm gonna come on his face.
Good girl. Let me rub your clit and help you along.
I'm not doing this too much. I can't take it anymore. I'm coming. Oh, you're coming. Fuck. Oh shit. Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm spent. Fuck.
Okay, move over, Stell. It's Mama's turn.
Hey.
Jesus Lord. Not wasting any time, huh, sweetheart? God, my spot. That's it. Right there. Oh, I haven't had oral in so long.
God damn. Hey. Looks so good right in his face like that. Makes me wanna play with these big tits a little.
Why, you little. You know I'm sensitive there.
Oh, come on. Doesn't it feel good? I know you like it when I pinch them like this.
Fuck. This feels so good.
Oh, nice. Such naughty words from sweet old Faye. You really are a different person in the bedroom, aren't you?
Stop teasing. Just more. Give me more, please. I beg you. God, it's too much. I'm getting so close already.
God, I think I am too. Come here, Faye. Kiss me, just like we used to make out behind the English building. Kiss me and let's come together.
Oh, goodness. I'm coming again. God, so good. So good.
Me too. Holy shit. I'm gonna come all over his cock. Fuck. 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 Well, ladies, that was a pretty good book club, wasn't it?
Damn right.
Oh, you can say that again.
Wow, we just fucked June's son.
And he was so good, wasn't he?
I think this calls for toast.
Good idea.
Goodness, I'm gonna be ready for round two pretty soon of all this alcohol.
How about a toast to our new boy toy?
Cheers, ladies.